This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Don, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The dancing is for free, everybody. Alan Ha with J. Will. Yeah, I'm feeling it all morning, man.
It's
like you're feeling like that's the groove of the day.
Championship game tonight.
Yeah, you got that
the
too.
The two best teams. Mm-hmm. We had the Ozzie Brothers putting tracks on top of tracks yesterday with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm still dancing in
versus.
My mind.
Mm-hmm.
Versus. I mean, there's...
That's feel-good music, though.
Yeah, it just gets you... I feel like I'm getting ready for the weekend, and it's Monday. That's what made me... That's good energy to bring into the week, right?
I think, yeah. You just flip it. You reverse it.
You sound
reverse
down. I'm trying to get
energetic. I am not down.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I haven't been down.
We can't be down
for the people listening. They need pep me up talks.
In the last hour of the show, you're telling me I sound down. Everybody, do I sound down today?
Like, better late than ever.
Like now I'm self-conscious about it. Have I been the wet blanket of the show today? Is that what I've been?
I didn't go that far.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't take it that far.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was something while you stepped out to be a big star on Get Up today. Adam Schefter came on the show, and we talked with all the innocent questions about the quarterback carousel and what's going on here, what's going on there, And Shefty hit us with something that I feel like we need to bring back. And I need you to hear it, and I need everybody else to make sure you hear it for the second time. And if you're just joining us, you'll need to hear this now. Because it has to do with Aaron Rodgers. And as you know, he's kind of been like non-committal, and yet so have the Packers been non-committal. And all along we're like, nah, but they need each other. Aaron Rodgers, he's Green Bay. You can't imagine him going anywhere else. And when I asked Adam Schefter about, like, can you see what's the likelihood that Aaron Rodgers finishes his career in Green Bay? And he said more unlikely than not. Then he gave all the examples of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game and how they have also always moved on eventually in time. And so when he was asked, the follow-up that Bart asked him was how Aaron Rodgers feels about his future, how he feels specifically about his future in Green Bay. And Shefty gave us this answer.
I think if we were giving truth serum to Aaron Rodgers, I think he'd be open to moving on. And I think the organization, the coaching staff would like to keep him, but clearly the front office went a different direction last year. And so there are a lot of different issues here, including the development of Jordan Love and where he's at right now and how the coaching staff and the organization feel about him. There's just a lot going on there right now to make me think that Aaron Rodgers is going to finish up there. I don't think it's just a football decision solely. I think it goes beyond that.
Pretty strong.
Very strong.
He wants to. So he's making it clear. He thinks that he would rather be somewhere else. 888-CESPN, 888-729-3776. If there is a perfect landing spot, like we saw Tom Brady in Tampa, if there's a perfect landing spot for Aaron Rodgers, where would it be? Say, would it be San Francisco, 49ers?
I mean, two spots that came to my mind before they got Matthew Stafford, I thought it was the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a perfect
scenario for him.
L.A. for him. Obviously, he's the host of Jeopardy now to a degree for this short stint. I'm sure he'll give us some more insight to how he feels with the current situation throughout the course of the game and how he hosts that. But I thought the Rams were number one. Then I would see San Francisco definitely being number two. I mean, now, interesting how John Lynch and everybody has moved, trading up in this draft, what will happen with the third pick in the draft, with the future, if they're able to get Zach Wilson, or maybe fine if that's Lance, whoever their quarterback's going to be. But look, I'm for Aaron Rodgers to be happy. I want Aaron Rodgers to, I want him to get what he wants. But I will say this: I go back to that last game they played, and it's something that's sitting with me, Alan. The whole season, all I kept saying is, I wish they would give him weapons that he actually deserved. Like give him a first-round draft pick or something like that, right?
Yeah.
He's made a lot of good players great. Now, Jamal Adams is great, right? He's already great. But if he just runs that thing in on third down in that game, the last game they played, granted, there's miscommunication.
That's a play. That's a play.
That's a play for us as a fan.
But how was he after that game?
Well, that's when things turned into a beautiful mystery.
Right, exactly. And after that game, he sort of was like, it's not my call. it's not your call. You're the quarterback. You're the MVP. And we remember also Tom Brady like has blown up plays when he didn't like it, that he has looked at the sideline saying, no, 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 we're not running that, right? Sending out personnel or keeping personnel on the field. You've reached that point in your career where you're under control. I don't understand how Aaron Rodgers had that reaction to that play call. All right, this is the play you want. Like, that's as detached as you can be then. You don't have ownership in that team if you're just accepting a play call that you in your mind is like, this ain't going
to
work.
Well, by the way, I mean, Kenny Mayne said it, and I meant to say Devontae Adams.
I knew you.
I combined some people, a lot of names up here.
Right.
Evan got in my ear and was like, it's Devontae. I like, got it, Evan.
Yeah.
But it's there is something to be said about that. And, like, I always want to side with the player. But there is some accountability in the reaction that we had from him. And there's a part of me as a leader, and I would love to bring on a quarterback to answer this question, maybe Dan Orlovsky, some other quarterbacks that we talked to. I hear you're listening to your coach, but at the same time, like, that's your team. And when Kenny Mayne asked the question, well, I guess it's kind of like your team, right? That kind of summed it up for me about how I feel with Aaron Rodgers sometimes. I'm like, is it your team all the time? Because the way you handle that moment, for some reason, that's the lasting impression I have of Aaron in my mind. And yes, that is a guy who is the MVP of the league, who had an incredible season, but also it's a guy where I'm like, just take control of the ship and tell your head coach, hey, listen, Coach LaFleur, that's cool. Like, this is my team. I got it. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do
here. That play is not going
to
work.
You're at that stage of your career where you tell the coach what he needs to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but
it didn't happen.
That's just, it's a weird situation to be in. Instead, he deflected.
And that's something
passive aggressive deflection,
talked about
too.
That. We talked about that ad nauseum. Like how in that moment, if you're trying to win and you know that's not the play. And I also, it was also interesting, like you said, all you had to do was run that in, or at least try to run
punch
that in.
Punch it in on
other
third
people
down.
Other people are thinking, oh, well, he would have made it there. I'd rather try than force a pass.
Look
at that,
we've got the tape.
There it is
right
there. Yeah,
we got the tape.
There's the play. We're seeing it right now.
Look,
right?
I never played football in my life, but when I see a gap as a guard in my life, I'm attacking a gap.
And he just showed us earlier in that game that he can still scoot.
There's a pretty large gap there with a pump fake, catch people off balance, and just put your shoulder. I mean, that could have been an iconic Aaron Rodgers moment. Now, I get that there's different things that go through. I've never been a quarterback, but I have been a player that's put in position to make instantaneous decisions. And at that decision, he kind of deflected there.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's get some reaction here. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So if Shefty says, Aaron Rodgers would like to play somewhere else, where would that best fit be for him? As we saw Tom Brady get his best fit, maybe Matthew Stafford found his best fit. We'll find out. Where would be the best fit for an Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career? I love this one from Corey in New York. Corey?
Why not New York? Why not New York Jets? I'll give out my whole house for Aaron Rodgers, right? What happens if Daniel Jones doesn't work in the Giants? What about next year to the Giants?
I think the Giants have more weapons for him than the Jets do right now. Thank you, Corey. But, I mean, we saw Brett Favre come to the Jets from Green Bay. We saw that move. Mike Tannenbaum pulled that one off.
I mean, look at the last statements from John Mara. I mean, expectations are for Daniel Jones. It is set. Hey, championship or nothing. Like, this is what we expect from you. You're three. You want to be the guy. We want you to be the guy. We support you. Ball's in your hands. Show us what you can do this year. Because if you can't, guys like Russell Wilson or guys like Aaron Rodgers, if they're available, we will be making those type of moves.
Yeah. Isn't that part of the argument for sticking with like Sam Darnold for the Jets? Like, stick with Darnold, see what happens this year. And the next offseason, you could have guys like Rodgers.
Russell Wilson,
Matt Ryan available. Mm. Like, that's, to me, part of the argument of keeping Darnold is if it doesn't work out, you have a lot of veteran quarterbacks on a better roster available.
Yeah, Evan, I agree with you on that point. And that's why I feel like it's just this. I don't know if this is the time. What you worry about as a Jets fan, of course, that Zach Wilson becomes the next superstar quarterback. But is there that much evidence to tell you that? That's the question.
Can we trust in the conversation between two Jet fans on our show? Like, are we? Because I feel like both of you guys have been in the glass case of emotions for the last couple of years.
Yeah, after his rookie year, who's not going to want to play with Kyle Pitts? Like, who? Like, you're going to be able to get whatever quarterback you want because after this guy
this is
becomes
how we
the
think.
Best,
right?
I know
the best tight end ever in one season.
Right. He's good. He's going to be Kyle Brady. Right. It'll be just like that all over again. Let's take Ruben in Tampa. Best fit for Aaron Rodgers, Ruben.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Ruben?
I think he's going to be on Jeopardy tonight. You're going to maybe acting is in his future. Why not go to the Giants? Be in New York City. You know, in a division that's weak, there's no quarterback. I mean, the Eagles have nothing. The Washington don't have anything. We don't know how Dak's going to perform. So why not go to another division where he can do
another
the
original
table,
franchise?
And he has good weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
I appreciate you. Thank
you.
I feel like
Dak's going to have an incredible year. I hope he does. Like, I cheer for Dak. Even though I'm not a Cowboys fan, I'm a Giants fan, I still cheer for a guy like Dak to win at a high level. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you don't like that, I mean, the Jets could be a perfect scenario. I mean, the Jets or the Giants.
Yeah, Giants, again, because of the weapons that they have and, you know, again, the cachet of playing for the Giants. That would be an interesting one, but, you know, it all depends. It certainly, he doesn't control it, at least not now. And
I just
Packers
see the Jets
aren't ready
to see if you would give me a look that was like, yeah, like just adding more
kinda
fuel
done
to
that.
The fire for
kinda,
you.
Kinda,
I do it every day.
Kinda,
it feels good for you and Evan.
Yeah,
get you guys going. Yeah.
Is this what it is?
You guys get in a really bad
place. I feel
place
like this is
quickly.
Bullying. I just feel like this is a little more bullying from you.
No, this is nudging.
Is it?
It's not pushing, it's nudging.
Is it? Okay. Yes. We'll continue to talk about the Bears then, won't we?
That's
those
cool.
Great Chicago teams that you have going on right there. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, you heard the name there, Shanae Ogumuke, who
Hooper.
Is a proud Stanford alum.
Oh, I saw her last
this day,
night. All over
right
her social. Deservingly so.
At the game last night, representing, of course, ESPN basketball analyst as well, also co-host of Shanae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And there's a million places we can go with you, Shanae, but let's just go with the feelings, the emotions, the finish of that game last night, the championship, all those years later for Tara Vanderveer. What does it all mean?
It just means, honestly, hey guys, good morning, that pretty much Stanford is better than Duke in all things.
I knew the jab was coming. And you know what? And Shanae, your voice is raspy, which means you were out celebrating last night.
You could hear
I was
it.
Crying my tears away because we didn't even make the tournament, and you were out celebrating championships. Well done.
You know what it is. I'm drinking as much tea as possible so I can be ready for our radio show for 3 hours. I think I'm going to take the L on this one. But what does it mean, man? It just means it's crazy because I just celebrated my birthday and I just turned 29. It's been 29 years since Stanford had won a national championship. And there's so many players. Think about it. That's 29 seasons of top players because we know Stanford means dominance, you know, not just on the court, but also off the court. And so 29 seasons of players with professional aspirations, Olympic aspirations, great teams that never got it done. And finally, the drought is over. And for Coach Tara Vanderveer, who is the all-time winningest coach in the women's game, for her to just be an example of perseverance, I remember on Friday before I headed out, they announced that that was the night of the semifinal, that she had won the Naismith Coach of the Year Award. And she has won that award in three different decades. And I think that just sort of highlights how she has not been new to this, but she stayed true to this and adapted her mentality. She was one of the first with analytics. And now you can sort of see that transition to her team. multiple players that can knock down threes. You can win with that amazing offense, stellar offense, where they set the NCAA record for most threes as a team, you know, in the tournament. Or, as we saw last night, with gritty defense, you know, slowing down probably the hottest player in the field in Aaron McDonald. So it was just really special as an alum to be able to witness that, to be able to just know that this is something I think a lot of Stanford players and even, you know, professors, you can just say everyone felt like this team deserved something that signified that it's excellence the past 29 years and they finally got it.
Sinead, you know, it's incredible knowing a lot of these individuals and their stories. And you talk about McDonald and her ability to score for Arizona, having Anna Wilson on her. I remember the days where you're like, oh, that's just Russell Wilson's little sister. You know, like, and how, like, that's expanded to her being one of the leaders of this team defensively and kind of controlling the PG spot. And also, Haley Jones, is she – who does she remind you of? Because she is special.
Yeah, Haley Jones, I'm trying to think of what a comp would be. But she is, you know, for the – I'm even thinking, like, recently, a Nafisa Collier of UConn, but now Minnesota, the Lynx. Just one of those do-it-all players. May not have, like, the flashiest, craziest, like, you know, show-stopping game in the sense that, like, you know how people hit threes and then they're swagger. Like, she just goes out there and gets the job done and can do anything and everything. Bring the ball up. Make a post move. Make a pass. Like, it's one of the most quintessential Stanford type of players. But you brought up Anna Wilson. And so this is – I have been able to see Stanford. And this is a way to describe how – difficult their journey has been and how rewarding this championship has been. I saw Stanford after Coach Chara became the all-time leader in wins, breaking Pat Summitt, the late, great Pat Summitt's record. And I was able to, I think I was probably one of the only few, if not only people that visited the team during the season when they came, because they spent 87 days on the road to start their season. They played their first game at Maples, and then after that, 87 games on the road in different states because of the COVID protocol guidelines in the Santa Clara County and beyond. And so this was a team that, and when I left, you know, seeing them, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how they're doing it. And they sort of found themselves. And now to see the different people that stepped up, Anna Wilson, y'all, it was so funny. I was just talking to my sis NECA during the game. I get why Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. Like, we've all seen his stuff on the floor. This man in the stands, his voice just transcends and, like, yelling and just – he was saying all the small technical details of, like, make sure they're going to trap – watch out, they're going to trap Key. Be careful. Make sure we make the extra pass. You know, his sister Anna got lead. He's like, walk it off, move it. It was so cute because I was like, oh, I get why you're great. But I love that the moment – and, you know, also seeing, you know, sibling family, also seeing, you know, siblings out there loving on each other, but more importantly – what she has done stepping into her own legacy and her own shoes as someone has dealt with concussions and dealt with injuries and kept persevering and finding back and then becoming the best defensive player, one of the best defensive players in our conference, co-defensive player of the year, and then literally being the reason we won a championship by guarding Aaron McDonald. And, you know, it just was really special because, you know, you can tell it's in her blood, but also she has created her own legacy at Stanford, helping bring in a championship. So it was really fun because I got to see two sides of greatness, his sister, and then I was like, oh, I get why he's cool as well.
I love the energy there. You mentioned your sister, NECA. She's in Space Jam?
You know, I know y'all saw something on the internet, right? It's really cool. I think it's exciting. I don't know if I can technically confirm. I still have to, like, play the name game until, like, something comes out on paper. But, like, let's just say we will be represented, yeah.
All right, so now I got to ask you this because you know what happens in radio talk, and the guys started doing it today. I did not partake. But people started saying, people called in and said, well, this is LeBron James, another attempt for him to try to cancel culture Michael Jordan and do it better. Like, will they pay homage to MJ or Bill Murray in Space Jam? Was it the New Legacy? Is that what it's called?
I believe that's what it's
the
called.
The New Legacy, yes. You know how people try to do this, Sinead?
A New Legacy.
Look, I think people will just have to tune in and make their own judgments. But all I will say is this. It is very, very different, largely because we're in 2021. You know, in 2021, it is up to speed. Y'all saw all the animations and the trailer. It just will, I think it will blow your mind based on that aspect. The storytelling, is very, very modern, very LeBron storytelling. Like, family man, his life, also the technological era. It's gonna be one for the ages. And I'll let the, you know me, when it comes to Jordan and LeBron, I never give a straight answer. So I'll say that on your show, not on mine.
I'm going to send you my address, Q. You send me the footage, please, because I know you've seen it. I know you have access.
You. I'll send you the link. I got you.
Yes. Now, we did see the trailer, and we gave 10-second reviews of the trailer. We had callers doing it as well, and Jay got very uncomfortable because a lot of it was sort of slanted towards MJ, and everybody believes that he's got to be in the movie. But anyway, there was another debate we had recently, and since we have you on and you're a proud Stanford grad, we do have to ask you, what's with the tree? I mean, what is that? What kind of mascot is this?
It's a tree with teeth and eyes.
It looks like Toe Mater, but a tree. What are we doing here?
That's the whole point. It's fear of the tree. It gets you questioning. It gets you distracted.
So that that's the strategy?
And it's dancing around. It's about, like, hula hoops. Like, people are like, what is that? There, I go by you, layup. Easy layup. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't make the free throw. They had this tree. And
this
tree is staring at me.
The best distractor, for sure. It's great because, you know, we call ourselves at Stanford the farm because the university was created by Leland Stanford on a farm. And so the farm has trees, and it's just one of those things we're known on the West Coast. You know, there's, you know, for the redwoods and all that type of stuff. So there's significance there. I just, you know, a lot of people get confused because we have the tree mascot, but we're called the Cardinal. But we're not the bird. It's very singular. Stanford Cardinal. It's the color red. You know, advanced stuff out here.
That's what it is. It's Stanford. It's like above our heads.
It's not called Stanford trees.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Stanford Cardinal.
But you see what Sinead just did
in
there.
The trees. Yeah, I got it.
What Sinead just did there, which she sort of like did this passive aggressive, like,
oh, I got
it's
it.
You know, it's hard to get into Stanford. So understand it. It's not for everyone.
Yeah, I just chose to ignore it and not acknowledge it.
Oh, I see. I can't help but get annoyed by that because I feel like she sort of said, like,
well, I went to school at Duke, so I'm kind of,
you guys won't quite
get that.
But even that, she's kind of suggesting that even Duke isn't at that level.
Well,
Goodbye.
Sinead's my people, so you know what? She can have that.
Okay. Family. We are family.
That is certainly fair. There's no doubt about it. Well, you know what? Before we let you go, you'll certainly have an eye on Baylor Gonzaga tonight. So what? Give me a prediction.
Honestly, I had a feeling for Stanford the entire year, sort of the same way I had a feeling for Gonzaga. The entire year. It will be truly special. Talking about, you know, the women's game, 29-year drought for my head coach to win a title. I think for Gonzaga, I love the history of, you know, the last unbeaten was 1976, Bob Knight, Indiana team. We've heard that a lot. There's a lot of pressure of being undefeated and just bringing home a championship. You know, I'm a Pac-12 girl, and Gonzaga's pretty much Pac-12 North, right? Everyone sleeps on the Pac-12. And so in the West Coast, and for them to really step into the light,
Sinead,
big fan of Drew
Timmy,
big fan of Jalen Suggs.
That's interesting.
What claim Gonzaga is
very interesting.
Pac-12
just
North.
There.
You can't do that.
It pretty much is.
You
like,
can't
know. It's
the West Coast Conference.
You know, you East Coast people all sleep on us.
No, see. Now it's all you East Coast people. So now it's all, if you're on the West Coast, you're part of the Pac-12 North.
No matter who you are. West Coast Conference, doesn't matter. Who else? Who else can we just add into this?
But, like, look, that we had a huge moment. You know, the women's tournament had been holding it down, but then Jalen Suggs and his shot. Man, that was a huge moment. I think this one's going to come down to the final possession. Baylor, you know, I'm a Texas girl. We're literally driving through Texas right now so I can get home to Houston to do our show and stuff like that. But, like, I love Baylor. I love how, you know, tough they play. The women's team, you know, showed out as well. It was a foul. But I say all of this to say that I think it's Gonzaga's time as a team. They weathered the hardest game. They weathered the storm. I think they're prepared for the moment. I've got the Bulldogs. I got Gonzaga in there.
All right. Well, drive safe. And thanks for joining us. And congratulations on your championship. Enjoy it.
I look forward to getting that link.
Thank you so much, Sinead.
I'll be waiting on my inbox.
Sorry for the voice.
You're good.
I think we got it loosened up for you. All right, Sinead Ogwumike, thank you so much. Again, co-host with Sinead and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and an ESPN basketball analyst. And also very proud now, Stanford Cardinal. Right, singular. Just remember that. And then some weird tree, which we never got a real explanation for that either.
Deflecting.
All right. The one coach who has played both Baylor and Gonzaga this year. We'll discuss this coming up next. But after that, after Jay has this, is going to be very complicated, everybody. This from Cintas.
Today, people expect a new level of clean. Cintas provides a wide range of essential products and services that help businesses keep their facilities and employees clean and safe. Cintas will keep you well-stocked with essential supplies like face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, thermometers. Cintas will hygienically clean and deliver your uniforms. Cintas also helps you protect employees and customers with first aid, safety supplies, and fire protection services. Cintas helps you open your doors with confidence every day. Learn how Cintas can help you keep your business clean and safe at Cintas.com. Get Cintas and get ready for the workday. Now, Alan has this from DraftKings.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Golfers are in Augusta, not golfers, golfers. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is giving you a free shot at $1 million top prize. Just pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ during sign-up this week. DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at the $1 million top prize. That's code KJZ only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Monday we're getting you set for the national championship game after the thriller, the buzzer beater for Gonzaga, sends them into a matchup with Baylor. See you then, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I'm Alan Hahn. This is SportsCenter Right Now. The Lakers lost to the Clippers yesterday by 18. Now they have fallen behind Denver in the Western Conference to fifth place. The Lakers dropped to 3-6 this season without LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the lineup. They continue what is a seven-game road trip Tuesday. This will be against the Raptors. On to baseball. So the Nationals game now Monday against the Braves has been postponed. That's their fourth straight game postponed due to a coronavirus outbreak. Washington is set to open its season Tuesday against Atlanta after no new positives in their last round of testing. Now, after a wild NCAA tournament tonight, we close it with Gonzaga and Baylor, who square off for the national championship. It's the first time the preseason top two teams have played for the title in the last 20 years. It's also the fifth time in history that the preseason 1-2 teams are playing in the championship game. And oh, by the way, the preseason number two, they're 4-0. Gonzaga is trying to complete the first undefeated season in a men's Division I team since Indiana in 1975-76. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's time for some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half, it feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
We're tied at 90. Here comes Suggs, long three for the win. Banks it home! Banks it home! Jalen Suggs to send Gonzaga one step closer to history. And they're one win away from an undefeated national championship.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, it with J. Will. Coach Bob Huggins now joins us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Coach Huggy Bear,
West
my guy.
Virginia basketball head coach and a perfect guy to bring here to talk about this game tonight because he played against both these teams this season and played them very close. But, Coach, first of all, good morning. How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Coach?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, and before we get to the game tonight, I'm curious of what you thought of the ending in Saturday night's game between Gonzaga and UCLA. Just as you were watching it, just what thoughts came through your mind as a coach and a fan, I'm sure.
I've seen enough of those happen against us, so I wasn't shocked.
Coach, if you're Baylor, first off, how you doing, big man? You doing good? I haven't seen
I'm
you for a while.
I'm doing well, Jay.
Miss you, man.
Doing well.
Miss you.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I'm about to have a second kid this week, so it's about to get really real for me. Pray for me. but I want to ask you, what did you see from the UCLA game against Baylor that you think Scott Drew and company will take a page out of that book and apply it to the national championship game?
Well, as you know, as well as I do, I think when you continue to run offense, somebody's going to break down. The longer that you run offense, I think that UCLA did a great job of just trying to find the weak spots and trying to move it to get people out of position of where they could attack. And Baylor does a great job of that. They do an absolutely great job of it. And it's hard to help because they shoot it so well.
You guys, that game came down pretty much to the wire in Morgantown. What's the difference between that team then and this team now, Coach?
Oh, I think they're pretty much the same. I think they've been the same all year. We got them, I think, three games after the COVID deal that they had, and they were playing really well. They just shoot the ball so well, Jay. They don't put anybody on the floor that can't make shots except the two bigs, and the two bigs do what they're supposed to do. They defend like crazy, and they rebound like crazy.
Talking with Bob Huggins right here on KJZ, and I felt like, despite the loss for UCLA, that's a standing ovation for that program for Mick Cronin. I know you gave him his first job in Cincinnati back in the mid-90s. So yeah, you've got to feel pretty proud for the job that he's done, for how far he's come. And again, that game and what it certainly meant for that program, but for him. What do you take out of that, what you saw, the job that he's done with UCLA, the run that they went on from a first four to a final four and taking the number one team really all the way down to the final seconds?
Well, I think he's done what every coach aspires to do. You get a team in the beginning, and they obviously weren't very good in the beginning, and you continue to work with them. You continue to mold them. You continue to accentuate the positive and try to stay away from the negative. And I think Mick did a marvelous job of accentuating the positive. Their ISOs were terrific. They scored so many times on ISOs, and it wasn't just one guy. It was multiple people that he was able to ISO at various points of the game. I thought he did a terrific job.
Coach, I think it's crazy when I see some of your defensive principles, obviously, that Mick had at Cincinnati in a UCLA uniform. I'm not used to seeing UCLA dig in the dirt and actually defend when it comes to it. It's incredible to see. We had Tom Izzo on the other day, and we got into this deep conversation about the transfer portal pool. I mean, close to 1,000 kids now, over 1,000. How do we address this issue in college basketball, Coach? And how do we get it to a place where coaches and players, actually there is time to develop relationships where trust could factor into that and actually see growth instead of just allowing kids an opportunity, just say, hey, this is not working, I'm gone, I'm out.
Well, I think the first thing is give us a little bit of say in the process. Those rules aren't made by coaches. The portal wasn't created by coaches. It was created by non-coaches and passed through the system. And there's not a coach in America, I don't think, that is excited about the portal. And, you know, as long as we continue to have people that don't understand our game, don't understand what players and coaches and really administrators go through when these kind of things happen, it's going to continue to go in this direction. And it's It's free agency. It's free agency at its finest.
Bob, is there like an unsaid rule between coaches? Like, how do you navigate this uncharted territory? Because essentially, a coach could recruit somebody off your team. How do you get your team to focus on what's in front of them when people are trying to undermine you?
I don't have any idea. I mean, this is all new to I think the guys, the older guys, which unfortunately I'm one of now, the older guys, when somebody tried to poach one of your guys, I mean, it was terrible. The whole coaching fraternity kind of blackballed the guy so that those things didn't happen. And now we've made it a rule. We've made it possible for players to, I mean, and immediate eligibility. What's wrong with a guy sitting out? What's wrong with a guy sitting out, taking care of his academics, continuing to work on his game? I did that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And now to say, hey, you can transfer wherever you want, play as soon as you get there. It's crazy. But again, this was, and I said in a board of governors meeting, and there wasn't one guy on a board of governors that said, hey, this is good for basketball. Everyone said, this is not good for our game. But it didn't make any difference.
Every coach we've talked to so far seems to have that same sentiment. So it is amazing that it does continue. And maybe as what we're seeing this offseason, things will certainly change. We appreciate your thoughts on that, Coach, and also on the game tonight. Great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate your coach.
Great talking to you guys.
You too, my man.
Bob Huggins, West Virginia. And Jay, like you said, everybody we've talked to, Tom Izzo as well, I believe Mick Cronin had some thoughts on it. It's amazing that it has changed, where coaches now, you're recruiting not just new players, but almost your own players to keep them.
And Mick Cronin lost one of his top players next year to the G League after he committed.
Right.
Right. And look, I've known Bob Huggins for a long time. He's one of the legendary coaches in the game. And what you're hearing is a pretty general consensus where coaches are saying, like, they're struggling with this.
Yeah.
Like, it's a legit problem for college basketball. Yeah. Legit problem.
It's like they don't know what to do about it, and no one's asked them. And
exactly.
So they feel completely out of control. All right, coming up, we finish the show with Call the Roulette. You know the rules. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You say your name, where you're from, get right to the point, and we will get as many calls in as we can. So that's coming up next after Jay has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge, and contenders are solidifying their position. So from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot like Jalen Suggs. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
John in Oklahoma, we got to run. What you got?
Jay, he's one of my favorite point guards watching college. Key.
Thanks, man.
Great, consistent career. Solid with my Cowboys, luckily. It was safeties, not seagulls, when you went over the middle or you wouldn't have got 800 catches. Zubin, great personality, great job of leading the show.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
We had somebody else do it the other day.
Don't be line five.
Last week.
I'm telling you.
We set it up. You asked me the question, Alan, like you do all the time before we do these calls. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Canty, if you're in a – how you doing? You good?
Good?
Great.
Everybody's
we don't need
good.
The questions. We don't need like, oh, is it me? No. Be ready to bring the heat. Come on, line five. If Come
we,
on.
Again, we can't keep this going now. Eventually, line five, you got to figure it out. So figure it out. I'm not in the mood today. It's Monday. I'm not in the mood for line five today. Let's go with Caller Roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You say your name, where you from, you make your hot take, or you ask your question, and we keep it moving. Roll it. Spin it.
Come on, LeBron James, be better. Here we go.
Line three.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. I have a question. My name is Chris. I'm calling from New York City. If Sam Darnold goes to a new team, will he be the starter week one? Thanks for the call.
I'm shocked. It's Monday. Our producers are a little bit, you know, quicker on that.
Yeah.
But they gave him.
Is he going to be the starter week one?
I want him to be the starter week one, Alan.
But I can't answer the question. I can't. I don't know.
I don't know what Joe Douglas is thinking, but what do you want him to think? I want Sam Darnold to be the week one starter.
Yeah, if it were up to me, Sam Darnold is QB1 week one, and that two pick turned into something special, meaning a whole bunch of other picks that gave him some of the depth and talent that he needs. Let's go. Spin it.
I feel like round five is inevitable.
Don't. No.
It's inevitable.
It can't be. It's not that this quick. Come on. All right. Line five. Please don't disappoint me.
Hey, my name's Dave. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
You already won. You're already a winner.
I got to be honest, Dave. I have no idea what your question is. Doesn't matter. You're a winner. Go ahead.
Go.
Awesome. Just seeing if you guys see Aaron Rodgers getting traded in this year's draft for the Packers to trade up and take Ja'Marr Chase or some type of wide receiver.
Wow.
And play who?
And play who?
No way.
Jordan Love? No, I don't think they make any move like that now. This is definitely not a right now move. This probably won't be an in-season move. This could be a next
year
season
move. Big names, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers. Look for those names to be associated with a lot of teams as we get towards the end of next year.
Yeah, all right. Spin it. Line four.
Yeah, this is Alex from Michigan. Regarding Nagy and Ryan Pace, I think this is going to be a 2020 Detroit Lions style. They're like Dan Quinn and Matt Patricia. They're not going to make it out of the season. Both will be fired before the end of the year.
Wow. Strong take.
I would agree. It's trending in that direction.
Well,
I mean, you're
taking over the play calling kind of suggests, like, if I'm going down, I'm going down.
And it's not saying that all your eggs are in the basket of Andy Dalton. Let's just think about that for a second. Just think that that's sitting. Chicago fans, how do you – I'm going on your radio show after this with Cap. Tell me how you feel about that. Andy Dalton will determine your success. Yeah,
feel
let
good.
Her breathe.
Yeah. Let her spin. Line one.
Line one. Oh, okay. Roll it again.
All right,
roll it.
Spin it. Just go ahead.
It wasn't line five this time.
Unbelievable.
He was driving. He was distracted.
Whatever.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Line two.
Andre, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay, Andre.
Jay, what is your thought on this blasphemy of comparing Mark Few to Coach K, Gonzaga to the legend of Duke? And last thing, Jay, me and Smitty are trying to get Mark Williams to Houston to work out with Hakeem Olajuwon. Talk to me. Brotherhood
Ooh.
All day.
Would love to see Mark Williams needs to stay in school. Hope he can stay another year. That's me being selfish, of course, because I want to see him in a Duke uniform. Would love to see him work out with Hakeem the Dream. I think that would be huge for his game, number one. Number two, I can't put Mark Few and Coach K in the same sentence. I can't do it. I will not do it. Coach K has won 5 national championships. You know whose name I'm putting in that sentence with Coach K? John Wooden. That's a battle for who's the best coach ever to do it in the game.
Wow.
Mark Few has a long way to go, but he can start by winning one tonight. He can start.
Can he? That's the question, of course. It's going to be a tough game. Spin it one more time. What are the chances?
Line five.
What do you think?
High.
Chances are?
High probability.
Line five. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Jeez. I mean, it never fails.
It
just
never
fails.
Quit my job.
It just never fails. Just every time.
And
you just say your name. It's just get your line. You have one line.
I mean,
spin it. We can't end on that. We're not ending on that.
Okay. End on a make. End on a make.
Line six.
Houston, Lewis, Houston, the hypocrisy of these coaches. They want to take another job and not sit out a year, yet let a kid get in the transfer protocol. They don't want him to get in, and then they want him to sit out a year. The hypocrisy of these coaches, Phil.
So here's how you fix it. If a coach leaves a school to go to another school for another job, everybody's granted eligibility right away. You can transfer, go anywhere you want, play. If you decide, if it's not a hardship transfer, which means you're going back to a location around your family or some situation that happened in your life,
agree,
then you should have to sit out a year. I'm okay with you sitting out a year if you just realize, hey, I don't like this situation. It's not for me. I want to leave, go somewhere else. Okay. Yeah. You made an adult decision. We're treating you like a young adult. Take a year off. Work on your game. Nothing wrong with that.
That's how it used to be. You want to switch schools? All right, you got to sit out a year. That's just how it works. And now all of a sudden, it's like free. It's like they said, it's like free agency now. And now you're being recruited. Now you're being pulled off other teams. Maybe a mid-major now. All of a sudden, there's a major school that wants you. It's gone completely professional. Let's spin it one more time. Line one, go.
Hey, Terrence from Denver, Colorado. Who's the big splash free agent for the Knicks next year?
Big splash free agent?
I got one for you. Well, not free agent, but I mean something to a lot of people are talking about this. Zion Williamson.
What?
What is going on in the Pelicans organization? I do not know. J.J. Redick obviously has a lot of things that he knows about. So if there's issues there between people, are you trusting in the Pelicans to beat a team where you want to be long term? I don't know, but I know R.J. Barrett plays for the Knicks. I know that they have a great rapport. I don't know if Zion can get himself out of the Pelican situation. It'll be interesting to see, but Zion Williamson in the New York Knicks jersey, I'll just float it out there.
Those two are close, and what you just said there just blew my mind, and I might have to bring it up during my show at noon Eastern. Bart and Han, we'll see you then. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Jay?